Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 76 for Friday, September 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Friday as traders booked profits after yesterday's rally and some hedge selling came forward ahead of the weekend. Canola was down by $1 to $3, the November contract down $2.90 at $468.10 per ton. Chicago soybeans and soy oil were posting large losses, and that spilled over to pressure canola. Expectations for a large Canadian crop, despite harvest delays in parts of the prairies, also weighed on prices. Forecasts calling for heavy rains in parts of Saskatchewan over the weekend were a bit supportive, but were also thought to be bringing in increased pre-weekend hedges. Yesterday's news that China would allow Canadian canola shipments containing up to 2.5% dockage to continue until at least 2020 remained supportive, as well as that threat of lowering that standard to 1% had limited export movement. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, down 0.75 cents now, was also supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are lower, while wheat is narrowly mixed. Soybeans down 15 to 21 cents, the November contract down 21 at $9.55 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure provided the catalyst for that downturn in beans, while a lack of support from world vegetable oil markets also weighed on prices. Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil were both down amid reports calling for increased production. A slowdown in Chinese import demand for soybeans over the past few months was also bearish. However, heavy rains in parts of the Midwest were supportive, given the possibility of yield and quality downgrades. For corn, prices were steady to down 1 cent, the December contract down only a quarter cent at the final bell at $3.36.5 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure and good yield reports did keep corn pointed lower for most of the day. News that China would be imposing anti-dumping duties on US DDG imports was also bearish. However, chart support held to the downside. For wheat, prices were mixed with gains in the Minneapolis spring wheat futures, but losses in Chicago. The December contract in Chicago down 1 cent at $4.05 per bushel. Quality concerns with the North American spring wheat crop helped prop that market up, but ample world wheat supplies in general did keep the path of least resistance pointed lower in winter wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, September 23rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.